sporting groups. Indeed, might your group be in line for the axe? The very reason I'm talking about this morning is down to some people getting redundancy letters. And I want to speak to Mark Duff, who's on this line. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Mark, you're very much in the firing line here. The future of some sports clubs and youth clubs in doubt after redundancy letters were sent out to 20 workers who train and manage the groups. The group's all part of the Belfast Community Sports Development Network. You're involved, I think, with a disability football team. And are you personally at risk here? Is your job in jeopardy?
Yes, we got redundancy letters on Monday and our post will end on the 31st of March.
And just explain to me exactly what you do and who employs you, Mark.
I'm employed by Belfast Community Sports Development Network. My main role is disability soccer, coaching through schools, clubs and after-schools programs to deliver a soccer program to kids or young adults with disability.
And when you say Belfast Community Sports Development Network, who's ultimately at the top of that? Is it the sports minister? Is it the Sport NI? Who's your ultimate employer?
Well, our funding is from Sport NI to Belfast City Council, and then the City Council give the program to Belfast Community Sports Development Network to manage. So our funding will end, the funding from Sport NI.
And is this all part of a realignment of budgets and whatever?
No, it was a contracted programme. We were contracted for 4 years and got a year's extension. And the programme was due to end on the 31st of March. However, a new programme was supposed to take over on the 1st of April, called Everybody Active 2020. And I've admitted that it will not look like it's going to be signed off until September, signed off by City Council. And the way it stands at the minute, we're not even guaranteed that we will be able to deliver on that programme. So that's how we then ended up getting our redundancy notice.
So you're really specialising in disability football.
Yes.
What other sports are affected? What other examples are there of these redundancy letters?
Well, there's like 8 multi-sport coaches throughout the city, and also athletics. Cricket, GAA, women's football, and tennis. There is quite a few, there's a lot of skill set and a lot of upskilling that we've all done to be able to deliver any sport at any time across the city. And there's 20 coaches now going to be made redundant on the 31st of March.
And where
it's going to have, it's going to have a huge impact on clubs and schools and community groups.
Okay, so where mainly do you carry out your coaching?
I'm through Belfast. I can go from North Belfast to West Belfast.
Yeah, but is it in a school? You might go to a school, you go to a football club?
No, mine's schools and clubs, and also then community settings. There may be community groups that have kids with disability in, and I would go in and coach in it, and maybe do some disability awareness training for groups so that they can encourage and be more inclusive.
Yeah, Sport NI, they have a statement for us, and it says Sport Northern Ireland's investment in active communities ends, as you say, 31st of March this year. Sport NI has written to each of the 11 local councils advising that funding under Everybody Active 2020 is available to commence 1st of April 2016. The transition from active communities to Everybody Active 2020 was the subject of an extensive stakeholder consultation as far back as August 2014. And in October 2015, the board of Sport NI approved over £7 million lottery investment to enable delivery of the Everybody Active 2020 policy priorities. Women, girls, people with a disability, people living in areas of high social need, and further to an officer briefing event with the 11 local councils on the 4th of November 2015. Sport NI wrote to all of the councils on the 27th of November 2015 advising a four-year investment through the Everybody Active 2020 programme covering 2016 to 2020. Sport NI is currently working with councils to receive and consider their plans for initiating this investment. And it goes on to say the Everybody Active 2020 investment into the 11 local councils is outcome-focused and non-prescriptive in terms of how delivery can or should be best achieved. This recognises that different areas and communities may require bespoke solutions to developing opportunities for sport and physical activity. Sport NI is working with each of the 11 councils across Northern Ireland to ensure both additionality of provision and an outcome focus that are at the heart of Everybody Active 2020. So I think that's a very long-winded way of saying we've left it to the councils, and it looks sounds as if, Mark, your council has disappointed you.
Yes, quite a bit. We were hoping, as a group of coaches, that our contract with Active Communities would end on the 31st and a new contract would start on the 1st of April with Everybody Active. But as yet, we have had no communication with the council over Everybody Active 2020.
Well, that is disappointing, but no doubt we'll be keeping an eye on it, Mark, because it's a very good service that's provided by yourself and fellow coaches right across a range of sports. Thanks for speaking to us, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd say Mark Duff there, unemployed or in the very near future as a result of the initiative not working the way he would have wished it to. Just want to point out one thing. This does not mean the end of disability soccer. The IFA's programme will continue. So let's not confuse things. The disability soccer from the IFA is still very much to the fore.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Here for you.